好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以有机会一同纪念主。
Thank the Lord, we can remember the Lord together.
我们也从主的话和主圣灵的工作，我们知道主的确，他也纪念我们。
And truly, from the Lord's words and the work of the Holy Spirit, we know that He remembers us.
好，我们先有点祷告，我们再下面的交通。
Let's start with words of prayers, then we follow by a sharing.
主，我们谢谢你，你从高天，撇弃你的王位，撇弃你的冠冕，能够成为人。
Lord, we thank you that you have left your throne and your crown from the heaven and become man.
你是在，真是倒空你自己，为着要拯救我们这些，自己不知道自己是罪人的。
You have emptied yourself to save us sinners who did not even realize we are sinners.
并且你也实在是要恢复神永远的旨意，神创造的旨意。
And you will truly restore the eternal purpose of God, God's way of creation.
你的意念高过人的意念，
Your thoughts higher than man's thoughts.
你的道路高过人的道路。
And your way is higher than man's way.
若不是你赐给智慧和启示的灵，我们有可能。终其一生都不能明白你的心意。
If not because you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, we probably cannot even understand your will our entire life.
我们实在是需要你的怜悯，不但洁净我们，而且是赐给智慧和启示的灵给我们。
We truly need your mercy, not only cleanse us, but also grant us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
免得我们失去了在可寻求的时候失去的可寻求的机会，
Lest that we lost the opportunity to seek you while we still have the chance.
或者我们可以回转失去了那个回转的机会。
Or we lose the chance to return while we still have such chance.
求你借着你的话向你的教会说话。
Do pray that you speak to the church through your words.
我们说的、翻译的、听的。都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen wait together before you.
我们实在需要你那有功效的宝血，彻底的为我们划定界限，洁净我们，堵住一切的破口。
We truly need the effectiveness of your precious blood to draw the line for us and also cleanse us and stop our gaps.
我们也求告你，给你的教会，给我们穿上全副的军装。
And we look upon you to put on the form of God for each one of us and for your church.
就你将你无限量的圣灵浇灌在你的教会当中，运行在你，在你给我们的聚集当中。
So that your Holy Spirit without measure pours down upon your church and get and in our gathering.
愿你的话是从天上的宝座供应下来。
May your words be provided from the heavenly throne.
愿你的话送到每一个，主啊，每一个圣徒的心中。
We do pray that your words can be sent into each one of the saints' hearts.
只有你圣灵能知道我们心里的光景。
Only your Holy Spirit know the condition of our heart.
只有你有办法来摸我们的心。
Only you are able to touch our heart.
我们愿意把自己奉献在你的手中。
We are willing to consecrate ourselves onto your hands.
愿主你亲自为你自己得着你的儿女。
May you gain your children for your own sake.
我们从头到末了都无依靠的仰望交托你。
Without any other reliance, we commit from beginning to the end onto your hands.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you, praying the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
Amen.
好，我们先读两处的圣经。
Let's first start with two portions of scriptures.
第一处我们先读诗篇第73篇。
Psalm 73.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are of a pure heart.
至于我的脚几乎失散。 我的脚险些滑跌。
But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped.
我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。
For I was envious at the arrogant, seeing the prosperity of the wicked.
他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。
For they have no pains in their death, and their body is well nourished.
他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。
They have not the hardships of mankind, neither are they plagued like other men.
所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
Therefore, pride encompasses them as a neck chain. Violence covers them as a garment.
他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
Their eyes stand out from fatness. They exceed the imaginations of their heart.
他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自告。
They mock and speak wickedly of oppression. They speak loftily.
他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。
They set their mouths in the heavens and their tongue walks through the earth.
所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。
Therefore his people turned here, and waters in fullness are rolled out to them.
他们说神怎能晓得，至高者岂有知识呢？
And they say, how can God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High?
看啊，这就是恶人，他们既是常想安逸，财宝便加增。
Behold, these are the wicked, and they prosper in the world. They heap up riches.
我实在突然洁净了我的心，突然洗手表明无辜。
Truly have I purified my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency.
因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。
For all the day have I been plagued and chastened every morning.
我若说我要这样讲，就是以奸诈待你的众子。
If I said I will speak thus, behold, I shall be faithless to the generation of thy children.
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。
When I thought to be able to know this, it was a grievous task in my eyes.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Until I went into the sanctuaries of God and understood I their end.
你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
Truly thou sets them in slippery places, thou casts them down in ruins.
他们转眼之间成了何等荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。
How are they suddenly made desolate? They pass away consumed with terrors.
人睡醒了怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了，也必照样轻看他们的影像。
As a dream, when one awakes, wilt thou, Lord, on arising, despise their image?
因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。
When my heart was in a ferment, and I was pricked in my reins.
我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
Then I was brutish and knew nothing. I was as a beast with thee.
然而我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手。
Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden my right hand.
你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
Thou wilt guide me by thy counsel, and after the glory, thou wilt receive me.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Who have I in the heavens, and there is none upon earth I desire beside thee?
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
My flesh and my heart fails. God is the rock of my heart and my portion forever.
远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。
For behold, they that are from thee shall perish. Thou destroyest everyone that goes a whoring from thee.
但我亲近神，是与我有益。我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord Jehovah, that I might declare all thy works.
好，我们另外一处是哈巴谷书第二章的最后一节。
So the second place is the last verse of Habakkuk chapter 2.
为耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
But Jehovah is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him.
好，上次我们交通了这个哈巴谷书的第一章。
Last time we shared the Habakkuk chapter 1.
我们稍微复习一下这个。
So let's review this.
我们看到这一张图哈，就可以看到这个向上呢，就是记得永远。
So we see this diagram that if we go upward, that's the past eternity.
那在时间当中呢，神就找到了亚伯哥。
So in time, God has found Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以神把国度的呼召给他们，神也应许他们的后裔要承受神所赐给的应许之地。
God gave them the calling of the kingdom, and also God promised them that their descendants will inherit the promised land.
但在他们的生命中呢，主却叫他们认识神的儿子耶稣基督。
But in their lives, God allowed them to know God's Son, Jesus Christ.
所以特别是亚伯拉罕，神启示他神是死无变为有的神，神也是死而复活的神。
So especially Abraham, God revealed to him that God is the God that calls nothing into being and who raised up the dead.
那神也借着呼召他把以撒献上，神启示他神要把神自己的儿子成为救赎来赏给全人类。
And through calling Abraham to offer up Isaac, God also revealed to Abraham that through God's son, that he would give the salvation to the entire people.
那神也预言他们的后裔要在埃及四百年。
And God also prophesied that their descendants will be in Egypt for 400 years.
所以后来这个以色列人这个在埃及是满了430年的时候，神借着摩西把以色列人带出来。
So when the Israelites stay in Egypt until 430 years, God through Moses brought out the Israelites.
那在就在出来出埃及之后，来到了西乃山下，神在那里把律法给了以色列人。
So after the exit Egypt, they came under the foot of Mount Sinai, and God gave the laws to the Israelites.
那神给律法的时候，是神亲自向他们显现，向他们说话。
When God gave them the laws, God revealed himself to them and spoke to them.
那神也把律例典章和这个这些都同时都给了以色列人。
And God gave the statutes, ordinances also to the Israelites.
那神也把这个会幕的样式，在山上把会幕的样式借着摩西给了以色列人。
And also on the Mount Sinai, God through Moses gave the pattern of the tabernacle to the Israelites.
所以在西乃山下，他不但得到了律法，也得到了这个会幕的就是会幕把它搭建起来。
So at the foot of Mount Sinai, not only they received the law, but also they built up the tabernacle.
所以神呢是借着这一个告诉以色列人，这个以色列人蒙恩得救的人有一个亲近神的道路。
So through this, God tells the Israelites that not only they are safe, but also those who are safe have the way to draw close to God.
神呢，就是借着会幕呢。 也显明神是与以色列人同在，无论到哪里，神都与他们同在。
And also through the tabernacle that God revealed that he is with the Israelites regardless of wherever they go.
那这里面最关键的是在会幕的至圣所。
So the most critical place is the holiest of holies in the tabernacle.
因为在至圣所里面有这个约柜，约柜里面有 就是两块法板，就是律法刻在上面的两块法板。
Because in the holiest of holies, there's the Ark of the Covenant, and within the Ark of Covenant, there are the two tablets of stone which the laws are engraven.
那我们看到这个图呢，在至圣所的位置呢，有云柱火柱，代表神同在，白天是云柱，晚上是火柱。
So that we see in this diagram that in the place of the holies of holies, there's the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, which represents God's presence. In the daytime, there's a pillar of cloud, and at night, there's the pillar of fire.
那以色列的所有的行动都要看这个神界的云柱火柱来告诉他们是该停还是该走。
So all of the actions of the Israelites have to be based on the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, whether they should move, they should march on, or they should stop.
那以色列人有什么重要的断案呢？也是，神就是借着摩西或者大祭司到至圣所，在这个施恩座前来跟神交通，来得到神的带领。
And also whatever there are the judgments among the Israelites that is through Moses or the high priest come before the holy place where there's the mercy seat, which they seek God's guidance.
而借着这个会幕，就是律法在至圣所里面，借着会幕，借着神的同在，那全以色列呢是围绕着这个会幕来安营的。
So the law is in the holies of holies, and through the tent of the meeting and through the God's presence, the entire Israelites encamp around this tent of the meeting.
而且这个安营，哪一个支派在什么位置，哪一个支派应该怎么安营，这都是神安排的。
When they encamp, that which tribe should be encamped at where is all arranged by God.
所以说就是以色列人出埃及以后，到了西乃山下，神把他们整编好之后，成为耶和华的军队，所以他们所有的一切都是神安排的。So
that is after the Israelites exit Egypt when they came to the foot of Mount Sinai, God had arranged them to become the host of Jehovah. Everything was arranged by God.
就是在每一个支派里面，哪一位是作为那一个支派？ 神用来，用他来作为那个支派的首领的，也都是神安排的。And
among each tribe, God also arranged who was the leader, who was the chief of the tribe.
所以没有一件事情不是神安排的。So
there was nothing not arranged by God.
所以以色列人，神是用以色列人来见证神的国度和神的同在。
So God used the Israelites to testify his kingdom and his presence.
他们一同来到神面前，然后神就把他们在这个西乃山下预备好，然后呢，在经过旷野的路程，后来进到迦南。So
together they came before God, and at the foot of Mount Sinai, God prepared them, and together they went through the wilderness.
然后到了大卫时代呢，这个是。 这个大卫蒙神恩典，也蒙神启示。后来他感动，他要为神建殿。So
that when it came to the time of David, that David received the grace and revelation from God, that he was touched, he will build up a temple for God.
那这个建殿呢，其实他跟在西乃山下的这个摩西那时候得到神的会幕呢。 它的原则是一样的。
Actually, to build up the temple, which was in the same principle as Moses received the God's direction at the foot of Mount Sinai.
所以到了这一个有圣殿的时候，神还这个以色列人他们为神做见证，或者他们亲近神，跟在会幕时代还是同一个原则。
So that when there was the temple being built up, when the Israelites draw close to God, actually it was in the same principle when there was a tabernacle.
那但是到了哈巴谷的时代呢，情况就非常严重了。
But when it came to the time of Habakkuk, the situation became very serious.
而且严重到一个地步呢，哈巴谷，我从这个圣经来看呢，就是哈巴谷都受到这个不正常的光景。这个以色列人不正常的光景的这些搅扰到一个地步，他身上满了重担。
So that from the Bible we see that the situation was so abnormal to the point that Habakkuk was being so disturbed by such abnormal condition that he had a very heavy burden.
就是神起头把以色列人从埃及领出来的那样神丰满的同在和神的这些神的工作在以色列当中呢，好像都不见了。
It was as if that the when God brought Israelites out of Egypt, which was full of God's presence and God's work, when it came to Habakkuk's time, it seems we're all lost.
所以哈巴谷呢，他就为这些情况到神面前是求神的拯救，求神的释放。
So Habakkuk, for all those conditions, he looked for God's deliverance and self-release.
但是当他在神面前一不断的寻求，不断的跟神办交涉。
But after he continually seek before God and negotiate with God.
啊，发现呢，真正的原因就是律法放松了，公理不显明。
And he realized the truth.Reason was that the law became loose and also the righteousness was not revealed.
所以也就是说，这个应该被神看，应该被以色列人看重的律法呢，已经不被看重。
So the laws which should be looked important upon by the Israelites is no longer, they do not see it as important.
那公理这个字呢，是跟审判有关系，就是来自于审判的。
And the word ordinance actually comes from judgment.
所以就说神的判断不被以色列人接受，所以神的判断在以色列人当中好像看不见是就是有什么断案是出于神的。
So that is the justice and the judgment is not being accepted by Israelites and nobody can see whatever what is from God.
所以甚至到一个地步是恶人来围困义人，以至于这个公理呢就完全是颠倒，颠倒就是扭曲了。
I come to the point the wicked encompass the righteous and therefore judgment goes for perverted.
那但是呢，这个哈巴谷继续的寻求神。
But Habakkuk continued to seek after God.
但是呢，神的启示呢是完全超过哈巴谷所能够预料的。
But God's revelation completely surpassing what Habakkuk expected.
哈巴谷也许希望说跟神祷告祷告呢以色列当中可以改善。
Habakkuk maybe he was hoping that after he prayed to God, the condition might be changed among the Israelites.
但是神却在这个时候呢把这个耶和华神呢把神工作的重点从以色列人当中转向列国的这一件事情向哈巴谷显明了。
But then God actually revealed to Habakkuk that he has changed his work among the Israelites to the work with the nations.
所以这里有一个是我要行一件事，就是我有一个筹算，我有一个筹划，我现在告诉你。
Here says I work a work, which is a work contrive, a contrive which I'm telling you now.
但是呢，神也说，虽然告诉你们，你们总是不相信的。
But also said that which you would not believe, though it be declared to you.
那以色列人最早的来源就是 在加勒底乌尔那一带。
So the Israelites that originally came from the Ur of Chaldee.
是亚伯拉罕受神的呼召从加勒底的乌尔出来的。
Abraham was being called by God who came out from the Ur of Chaldees.
但是这里呢确实发现了神要兴起加勒底人而且呢加勒底人要四处要各地来这个要这些他的暴力和他的行动要遍满各地。
And God will actually raise up the Chaldeans and all his violence and cruelness will be all over the country.
到这个事情的发生呢，这个哈巴谷到最后就讲说，他岂可屡次倒空网罗，将列国的人时常杀戮，毫不顾惜呢？
So at the end, Habakkuk even said, shall he therefore empty his net and not spare to slay the nations continually?
这个呢，哈巴谷现在不光是看到这个以色列人毫无希望，现在列国的人都毫无希望。
So Habakkuk not only saw the Israelites had no hope, but even all the nations had no hope.
并且呢，似乎这个时候他就跟神问到说，那人在地上有什么意义呢？人受造什么意思呢？
So then at this time he asked God, so what's the meaning and purpose of man being created upon earth?
那他不停在这样的情况。
He did not just stop in such condition.
所以在第二章一开始的时候，哈巴谷的祷告是更进步的。
So starting from chapter 2, Habakkuk's prayer even advanced.
他是站在守望所，也立在望楼上面。
He stood upon the watch and said he was upon the tower.
所以他在至高者面前，他来做守望的祷告，在神面前寻求到底这个前面的神的心意或者是以色列前途在哪里。
So before the Most High, he was being watchful and pray, and he was seeking what is the future of the Israelites.
那他的话是这样，他说看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么向他诉冤。
He said that, we'll look forth to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer as to my reproof.
我想英文这里翻译的更准确一点。
So it seems the English translation is even more accurate.
他在这里做守望者呢，他是要听见神的话。
Here he is being the watchman in order to hear God's words.
那他这里不但是要听见神的话，他听见神什么？听见神责备的话。
So not only he hear God's words, but he hear God's reproof.
他要听见这个神能告诉他们到底以色列或者以色列人问题在哪里。
He would like to hear God tell him that what's the issue with him and with the Israelites.
然后呢，他如果能看得懂、能听得懂的话，他怎么来回复神这个给他的责备。
So if he's able to understand and what he see and what he hear, then how he can respond to the reproof from God.
然后呢，他得到的是又是一次意外的结果。
So what he received was another unexpected result.
但是神说话说这个说的话要写下来。
So God said that write down this vision.
那不但写下来呢，要成为招给这个读的人。
Not only write this down, but also that engrave it upon tablets that they might run and read it.
这里呢是读的人容易读，这是中文的翻译，或者是随跑随读，这是另外一个翻译。
So, it's whether in Chinese it says to let those who read able to read, but there's another translation that is he might run that reads it.
那这个呢，其实呢，这个读的这个字呢，是出自于呼召这个字。
Actually, the word read is original is from calling.
那容易读这个字呢，是跑的意思。
To to read is actually wrong.
所以就是说，成为这个神的启示啊，这个末世跟这一个第一章那个不末世，同样中文的翻译，但意思不一样。中文的就是在第一章的那个末世呢是重担，这里的末世是启示。
Here it says the vision is different from the what's mentioned in the first chapter. The first chapter is about burden.
所以神把启示给哈巴谷，而且叫他写下来，成为一个呼召，给人看见，而且看了之后知道该跑的时候要跑。
So God gave the vision to Habakkuk, asked him to write it, and also become a calling to those who saw it, and for those who read it, that when they have to run, they have to run.
我想这个对我们这个平常的头脑是想不懂的。
I think it's hard, we cannot understand with our natural mind.
然后下面就第三节讲说，这个启示呢，是有一定的日期的。
For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
而且这个日期是快要应验，那这个快要这个结束那个字。
So it says, but it hastens to the end, and haste, it actually means end.
所以这里就是说，神呢，是把时间世代的末后，就是末后，就世代要结束前的一段时间，这里有一个世代结束前的一个时间呢，神启示给哈巴谷。
So God actually revealed the time, that the ending time when a generation comes to an end.
因为哈巴谷是在但以理之前，所以七十个七呢，这个启示是在但以理的时候。
For Habakkuk was before Daniel's time. For the revelation of 70 times 7 was during the time of Daniel.
所以这里呢，神是已经把这个末后的时间启示给哈巴谷，虽然他没有像跟但以理讲那么清楚是最后一个期，但是他事实上就是讲到最后的那样的时候。
So actually, God reveals the end time, the last seven.To Habakkuk, even though God did not explain it very clearly, but actually he pointed toward that time.
那哈巴谷他的寻求是以色列还站在现在犹大还在那个犹大的那个地方的时候，哈巴谷原来是希望说有什么让犹大国或者是以色列的见证能够重新恢复。
And Habakkuk, he was actually seeking God since back then, the Judah or the kingdom of Judah was still there, that he was seeking God whether what can restore the testimony of Judah and the Israelites.
但是呢，神不是这样回答他，神直接回答说，世代是有结束的。
But God did not answer him, and God directly tell him that the era will come to an end.
所以神的回答是说，世代要结束的时候是一个什么样的情形？
So God directly answered him that what kind of condition would be when the time came to an end.
而且这个事情是一定会来的，必然来到，是一定会发生的。
This will surely come, will definitely happen.
这就是神对世代的看法。跟我们人的看一般人的看法不一样。
So this is God's point of view about time, which is different from what we see.
我们总是希望说能够修正再修正，但是呢，神这里给哈巴谷的启示说，不用修正。
In our thoughts, we always hope that we can correct it, but God revealed to Habakkuk that there's no need to for correction anymore.
然后呢，第四节以后呢，就神就再向哈巴谷启示这个加勒底人的特性。
So starting from verse 4, that God further revealed to the Habakkuk the special characteristics of Chaldeans.
那这个就是加勒底的特性，也是代表这个世界的这个魂的一个特性。
The special characteristics of Chaldeans also represent the souls, special characteristics in the world.
这里讲的是自高自大。
Here says puffed up.
自高自大是这个是解释说，你可以说是得意洋洋的。 就是很就是意气风发。
So puffed up seems to be swelling or elated, very proud.
而且你在这里讲心不正直，心这个字就是魂啊，魂呢是扭曲的，魂是个堕落的魂。
And the soul is not upright. Here talks about the soul which is perverted and falling.
好，我们知道上一次就是在上一章呢，这个神启示哈巴谷呢，那个加勒底人的魂呢，一个是什么？一个是充满了苦毒。
So in the previous chapter that God revealed to Habakkuk the Chaldean soul, one aspect is full of bitterness.
那另外一面呢是很急躁。
And the other one is very hasty.
像那个水一样，水就是水往低处流，只要稍微一点点的这个斜度呢，就水就已经流过去了。
Just like the water flows downward, as long as there's a little bit of slope, the water flows.
那这里呢是更进一步启示这个世代的魂是这样子。
So here furthermore reveals what the soul is like in such generation.
那不只是这样啊，而且这个魂呢是受这个肉体的控制的。
Not only that, but the soul is being controlled by the flesh.
所以它是受酒的刺激啊。
So being stimulus by the alcohol wine.
所以他这呢，这说是因酒而诡诈、狂傲啊。
So the wine is treacherous, he's proud man.
啊，而且呢，这个呢，他呢没有安息的，他不住在家中，他不安息在他神给他安排的地方。
So he's not rested and keeps not at a rest that does not stay in the place God has arranged for him.
不止如此，而且呢，他说扩充魂心欲哈，就是魂呢、啊，好像阴间，所以这个呢，这个魂是被死亡控制的。
So not only that he enlarges his desire as the soul, which means that his soul is being controlled by the death.
那他如死不能知足。啊，像他就像死亡一直在吞吃灵魂一样。
He is like death and cannot be satisfied, just like the death continue to swallow up the souls.
而且他聚集万国，这个堆积万，这个己是非常大的。
And he assembles unto him all nations and gathers unto him all peoples. The self is very much enlarged.
那这个。在这样的环境中，人怎么得救呢
？So in such circumstances, how can man be saved？
所以哈巴谷书第二章第四节有一个非常非常常常被用到的，就是义人因信得生。
So Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 has this verse which is always often being used, but the just shall live by his faith。
在新提了三次，在罗马书、在加拉太书和希伯来书。
So three times being mentioned in the New Testament in Book of Romans, Galatians, and Book of Hebrews.
那这几卷书呢，有一卷是强调义人，有一段强调相信心，有一段强调生活生命的生活。
So for those three places mentioned, there one place focus upon the upright, the righteous, and also the other place mention about faith, and the other place focus upon live.
那所以在第一章，这个神向哈巴谷启示的说，就说这虽然告诉他们，他们还是不相信。
So God revealed to Habakkuk that even he has declared unto them, they still did not believe.
但这里告诉他们说，在这样的黑暗、这样的糟糕的光景呢，人只有来到神面前，人只有相信神，而且成为义人的实际，他才能够得到生存。
So God revealed to Habakkuk in such a worse condition, only when men come before God that to believe unto God, and then they are able to live.
然后呢，在二章这一个第六节以后呢，这个 他这个这一章里面呢，就提到了四次的祸灾。
So starting from chapter 2, verse 6, that four times the word woe is mentioned.
因为时间的缘故，我就不详细再讲那么多啊。
Because of time, I will not mention in details.
但是这四次的祸灾呢，第一个他对付的对象就是说，因为这加勒底人呢，他是个掳掠人的，但是他必被掳掠。
So four times we mentioned about wolves. The first time when it was mentioned, because the Chaldeans, they are the one who spoil people, and because he spoil others, therefore they will be spoiled.
所以他们像强盗一样到处去抢人的东西，但是呢，神会到一个地步呢，他这掳掠人的他就被别人掳掠。
They are like robbers that plunge people's things so that for those as they are like those who spoil others to the point that they will finally be spoiled.
那第二个祸灾呢，就是这个他呢为着要这个要就是他是用就是他是为本家积蓄不义之财在高处搭窝啊，就是说他呢这个用不义的手段来建立和保护自己。
So the second place of woe is that he that covets an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, so that they uses those assets they have gained unrighteously to gain their own benefits.
而且他们所涂抹的是剪除多国的民啊，所以他犯了罪啊，所以他说必。使他的家使你的家蒙羞，自害己命。
That they has devised shame to thy house by cutting off many people and has sinned against thy own soul.
所以这个祸的产生呢，是加勒底人他们自己造成的。
So the reason for the woe is because Chaldeans have caused that themselves.
那第三个方面呢，就是。这里第十二节说，以人血建成，以罪孽立义的，有祸了。
The third wall, the verse 12, woe to him that builds a town with blood and establishes a city by unrighteousness.
所以他是用罪的权势和能力来建造和高举他自己。
So they use the power and controlling of sin to lift up themselves.
但是神却要叫他们呢，都归于虚空。
But God will make them all into vain.
尤其我们如果读到启示录第十七、十八章，特别十八章，特别的，他的对象也是讲到巴比伦。
Especially when we read Book of Revelation chapter 17 and 18, especially 18 talks about Babylon.
就是不管你用什么这些手段，你这个为自己积蓄一切，但是呢，神可以在一夜之间呢，所有统统把它变成化为虚有，化为虚无。
Regardless of what kind of ways that you use to accumulate assets for yourself, but God is able to destroy everything in one night.
所以这里有一个认识耶和华的知识，这个知识，就是神有办法把这个人至高的。或者人这个自大的这些光景呢，在很短的时间，一夜之间呢，就把它通通翻转。
So here is the knowledge of Jehovah that God is able to. About this knowledge is that God is able to, in one night destroy all those who are so puffed up or even proud for themselves.
所以这是一个方面的认识。
So this is one aspect about knowing.
而且这样的认识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
And for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea.
那第四个祸灾呢，就是关于到这个奸淫的部分，拜偶像的部分。
The fourth woe has to do with fornication and worshipping idols.
所以呢，这些呢，神呢，他有这个。愤怒的杯会这个会临到。
So the wrath of the So God, the cup of God's wrath will come upon them.
所以这个在这一章的最后呢，这个哈巴谷他呢，他得到这样的启示，他说：“唯有耶和华在他殿中，全地人都当在他面前肃静寂寞。”
So at the end of this chapter, after Habakkuk received the vision from God, he said that, "But Jehovah is in his holy temple; let all the earth keep silence before him."
所以这一章呢，神是向哈巴谷启示，世代不但有结束。而且世代结束的时候有一个神的审判在那里。
So in this chapter, God not only revealed to Habakkuk that the time will come to an end, but also when it comes to an end, there's the judgment of God.
那就这一章结束就进到哈巴谷第三章。
So then after the end of second chapter, it came to the third chapter.
那我们看到哈巴谷第三章呢是一首诗歌。
We see that Habakkuk chapter 3 is a psalm.
那这首诗歌是调是用琉璃歌。
It's actually using the signoings.
那这个琉璃歌呢是表示呢曾经犯错了走偏了。
So the to use the signoings means that they have sinned and went astray.
啊，所以这个呢。这个诗歌里面呢，在这一章里面呢，又看到这个启示的更高峰。
So in this psalm, they can see even higher revelation.
那这里说什么？他说：“耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。”
Jehovah, I heard the report of thee and I fear. Jehovah, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
我想你看到第二章那个祸灾祸灾祸灾的那个情形呢，那你是会害怕的。
I think when you see the condition of woes in second chapter, you will be in fear.
那这里呢，三章第二节讲到复兴你的作为，作为这个字呢，就是刚才我们在第一章看到的那个 contrive, 那个筹算那个筹划的那个字。
So here says revive thy work. The word work is the same as mentioned in chapter 1. It's a contrive, act or work.
那复兴这个字呢并不是我们一般想象那个复兴那个字。它的字呢是活或者活化或者是就是把它就是那个生命的活力那个活。
The word revive is not the same as that we saw to restore, recover. The original meaning is to live.
那也就是说，这个哈巴谷呢，他求告神呢，神照他的永远的心意，或者照他创世以前所定的旨意，来成就他所要成就的。
So that is when Habakkuk seek after God, God actually uses his eternal plan, eternal purpose before the foundation of the world to accomplish what he would like to accomplish.
而且呢，哈巴谷在这个时候非常的确定，在这些年间，显明就是神的作为能够显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念，也就是哈巴谷呢，他清楚了在这个世代结束之前呢，神有一个发怒的一个时间。
So as Habakkuk says that in the midst of the years, make it known in wrath, remember mercy. That is because Habakkuk very clear that before the end of time, that God has the period of being wrath.
为了神子民的缘故，他求神把怜悯，神纪念他的怜悯，能够临到神的百姓。
For the sake of God's people, that he asked God to remember mercy in the midst of wrath, so that the mercy can come upon his people.
那第三章讲的更高的启示是什么呢？
So what is the higher revelation mentioned in chapter 3?
在第三章这个诗歌里面有三次提到希拉。
Three times mentioned about Shila in this psalm.
那第一次这个希拉呢就讲到神从提曼而来，圣者从巴兰山临到。
When first time mentioned Shila, that here says God came from Taman and the Holy One from Mount Paran.
所以哈巴谷他不但得着了神对世代借着列国就是说神工作的这样的启示。
So Habakkuk did not only receive the revelation from God regarding the nations and about this generation.
那哈巴谷得到更大的启示是神的基督要来。
So the higher revelation Habakkuk received was that the Christ of God will come.
所以他得到基督的启示，他得到神的奥秘的启示。
He received the revelation of Christ, the revelation of the mystery of God.
那我们知道这个基督来是有两次的。
We know that Christ came two times.
虽然他这里没有分得非常的清楚，但是可以看到这他这些章节里面呢，是包括的基督的第一次来，也包括的基督的第二次来。
Even though here we do not see the separation very clearly, but we see from all those verses include the first coming and the second coming of Christ.
基督的第一次来是他要被钉在十字架上。
The first coming of Christ that he will be crucified on the cross.
他要满足律法的要求，他成全律法。
He will satisfy the requirement of law and fulfill the law.
那他要这个恢复神创造的一切的旨意。
He will restore all the purpose of God's creation.
他也显明基督和他钉十字架是神的能力，也是神的智慧。
And he will also reveal that Christ and him crucified is the power and wisdom of God.
那这个基督的第二次来，就是由这个就是他是要做王的，而且他呢在来的时候他有他审判。
So the second coming of Christ is that he will be the king and also come with judgment.
所以这个重大的启示就是这个神的基督要显现。
So the great revelation is that the Christ of God will be revealed.
所以神给哈巴谷那个完全是超过哈巴谷所原来所想象的那样高的启示。
So the revelation God has given to Habakkuk was truly surpassing Habakkuk's original expectation.
我们知道主他复活了之后，他向门徒显现的时候，他也是把这个旧约里面无论是摩西五经或者是诗篇的或者先知的书，把指着耶稣基督的那些的话能够向门徒启示出来。
We know that after our Lord resurrected from death, when he appeared to the disciples, he also showed the disciples what was mentioned in the Old Testament, whether in the Pentateuch or Psalms, and all the places mentioned about Christ.
所以当哈巴谷他把他所遭遇的问题带到神面前的时候，结果呢，神就不断地向他开启。
So when Habakkuk brought all those situations he encountered before God, God continually opened up to him.
这个开启呢，是叫他能够遇见基督，而且能够确定神的基督要来到。
So this opening up is that to assure he will meet Christ, and also to ensure Christ of God will definitely come.
因为基督来到，所以呢，这个哈巴谷所寻求的问题都得到答案。
Because Christ comes, and therefore all the problems, all the issues, all the questions of Habakkuk have been answered.
那在第三章第九节说，你的功全然显露，向众支派所起的事都是可信的。
Chapter 3 verse 9, then thy bow was made naked, the rod of discipline sworn according to thy word.
所以这个希拉是告诉我们说，神曾经给以色列人的应许，神都会兑现的。
So this Shila here tells us that God will fulfill all of the promise that he has given to Israelites.
一直告诉这个哈巴谷说怎么样，神是信实的。
So here tells Habakkuk that God is faithful.
那第三个希拉呢，就告诉我们说，这个你出来要拯救你的百姓，拯救你的受膏者，打破恶人家长的头，显露露出他的脚，直到镜像。
So the third Shila tells us, Thou went forth for the salvation of thy people, for the salvation of thy anointed. Thou didst smite off the head from the house of the wicked, laying bare the foundation even to the neck.
所以这里是神已经告诉了这个哈巴谷，神的拯救啊，神对他百姓的拯救，神对他受膏者的拯救。
So here God tells Habakkuk God's salvation and God's salvation to his people and his anointed.
好，我们再回来看刚才那个图。
So let's go back to the diagram.
好，这样小一点，可能大家好看一点啊。
Okay, yeah, it's smaller,、嗯、so it might be easier to see it.
那我们看到就是哈巴谷是在以色列被，就是犹大被掳之前的所写的。
We see the Habakkuk was written before the Judah was being taken captive.
那他所讲的加勒底人呢，就是巴比伦人。
So the Chaldeans are the Babylonians.
所以后来就是犹大国就是被巴比伦掳走了。
Kingdom of Judah was being taken captive by Babylon.
所以他讲的那些特性呢，就是这四大帝国的共同的特性。
So the special characteristics mentioned are the characteristics of those four big empires.
从人来看的话，这个四大帝国呢是成为一个大人像。
So from man's point of view, the four empires become one big statue.
是金头银胸铜腹铁腿半铁半泥的脚。
So it's the golden head, breast of silver, with a bronzen belly and with iron feet, iron legs, and also half iron, half clay feet.
那这个从这个但以理得到的启示呢？巴比伦呢是狮子。
So from the revelation of Daniel that he received, Babylon was a lion.
那波斯马代呢，它是用熊来代表。
And a Persian was represented by bear.
那希腊呢，是以豹来做代表。
Greek was represented by leopard.
罗马帝国呢，是以第四个兽不知名的兽来代表。
Roman Empire was represented by the fourth unknown beast.
这都是形容那些凶残的那一面。
This all describes their crudeness.
那这个以色列和犹大被掳之后，这个七十年他们可以回到犹大重建圣殿。
So after Israel and Judah was being taken captive, after 70 years, they can return to build the temple.
那在但以理的时候，他得到了启示。
And in the time of Daniel, he received revelation.
就是神用七十个七，以色列的七十个七来计算这个世代的年日。
So God uses 70 times 7 to calculate the days of the generation.
就是从这个犹大不但可以回到这个犹大地来重建圣殿，而且在亚达薛西王二十年呢，是出令重新建造耶路撒冷。
So not only the Israelites were able to return to land of Judah to rebuild the temple, but also from the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king of Persia, that he had a commitment that they can rebuild Jerusalem.
那七十个七呢，是从出令重新建造耶路撒冷开始算起的。
So the 70 times 7 started to count from the commitment of rebuild Jerusalem.
那这个到了主耶稣钉十字架死而复活，这个时候呢，就69个七已经过去了。
So when it comes to the time our Lord Jesus crucified on the cross, resurrected from the dead, that at that time already 69 times 7 already passed.
所以70个七呢，它分成两组，一个是 这个62加7个7加上62个7，所以就是69个7，还有另外一个是单独的一个
7。 So that the 70 times 7 divided into two groups. The first group is the 62 times 7 plus another 7. Then there's another 69 times 7.
但主耶稣被钉十字架呢，他死而复活呢，这是69个7就过去了。
So when Lord Jesus crucified on the cross and he resurrected from the dead, then 69 times 7 already passed.
那到主耶到就是到主再来之前呢，还有另外一个最后一个期，但是这中间呢，到底有多长的时间呢？没有办法，不知道。
Then until the Lord comes back, there's the last seven. However, we do not know how long that would be.
那我们今天在读启示录，我们就知道启示录主要是讲到这最后一个期的里面的许许多多方面。
So when we read Book of Revelation, we know that it talks about all aspects about this last seven.
但是启示录呢，讲到教会的时候呢，同时呢，它也是预言教会的历史。
But when Revelation talks about those churches, it also prophesies the history of church.
所以一面讲到是教会的光景，一面也讲到教会的历史会是一个类似像这样的一个发展的一个就是像这样图发像这样图所表现出来的一个发展的情况。
So on the one hand talks about the condition of the church. On the other hand, it also talk about the church. The history of church will be like will progress like such diagram.
我把它放大一点。
I will enlarge the diagram.
再看到这个呢，就是从主耶稣复活升天使徒时代开始，然后教会呢的光景呢，各个教会当时七个教会有七个不同的光景。
So that after the Lord resurrected and ascended on high, then starting from the apostles' period, then there are also seven churches about different seven different conditions.
那在那话里面呢，是以弗所跟士美拿和腓拉铁菲呢，基本上是走在神心意的那样的光景里面。
So the Church of Ephesus, Smyrna, and Philadelphia, in principle, they walk in the according to the will of God.
所以离开这个中心线呢，就是偏出去的情况。
For any other church that departs from the center line, that means that they already went astray.
那今天我们是在第21世纪呢，我们在回头看的时候，果然这些事情呢，都已经发生在教会里面。
So as now we're in 21st century, when we look back, all those things already happened in church.
所以这七个教会呢，不只是当时的七个教会和当时的七个光景。
So those seven churches are not just the churches back then and the conditions back then.
那也是呢，这个教会呢，在经过时间的过程当中呢，有每一个时代产生的这些的情况。
But also during the process of time that in each period, that's the condition of church that happened.
那最后呢，就是说在主再来之前呢，总的来讲话就是四大类型。
So before the Lord's return, in general, there are four a big kind of categories.
那就是推亚推拉、撒迪、腓拉铁菲跟老底嘉。
Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
这个推亚推拉呢，是以天主教的那个情况做代表的。
So Thyatira is being represented by the Roman Catholic.
那撒迪呢，是以这个跟天主教有一点类似，但是又从天主教出来的，这样的情况代表。
Sardis is being represented by, they are very similar to Roman Catholic. However, they came out from the Catholicism.
那腓拉铁菲呢，是以19世纪这个弟兄会他们回到圣经的，回到圣经，回到起初。回到神话语的那样的实际，这个 这一类的弟兄们为代表的。
So the Philadelphia is being represented in the 19th century by the brethren who return to the Bible, return to God's words, and also return to origin.
啊，你听不见？
哎，哦，我听不见啊。Sorry，
可以，现在可以，可以，现在可以。
还是断掉了吗？哦，现在可以。Sorry。
好，那这个老底家呢，是从这个腓拉铁菲的这样的光景中又偏离的这样的情况。
So Laodicea already went astray from the condition of Philadelphia。
所以我们今天就是靠近主再来的这样的阶段，也是靠近最后一期的这个阶段。
So we're very close to the Lord's return and also very close to this last seven.
所以当我们看到这个哈巴谷书这些情况的时候，应该对我们来讲呢，我们现在是能够更有感受的。
So when we see all those situations in Habakkuk, right now we should have more feelings.
那哈巴谷当他明白的这样的情况的时候，他怎么回应？
So how did Habakkuk respond after he understand the condition?
他说我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，在所立之处战惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯禁之民上来。
I heard and my belly trembled, my lips quiver at the voice, rottenness enter into my bones, and I tremble in my place, that I might rest in the day of distress, when their invader shall come up against the people.
所以当他知道这个神已经启示他这个必然要发生的时候，他从心里的深处发出那个敬畏的心。
So after he heard God reveal to him the things that would definitely happen, that from the depth of his heart, he has this fearful heart.
啊，你看这个身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，然后在所立之处战惊。你知道这是我们看到这是形容那个害怕那个非常极端的光景。
So we see all those descriptions, my belly tremble, my lips quiver at the voice, rottenness enter into my bones, and I tremble in my place. This all describes about its in tremendous fear.
但是呢，他说可以安静等候灾难之日临到。
But I might rest in the day of distress.
所以他已经没有什么好再争了。
So there's nothing he will strive, he will talk about.
我想他最重要是他要最重要是要活在神面前。
I think the most important is that he has to live in the presence of the Lord.
因为这些的情况都是人做不了什么的时候。
For all those situations are what man can do nothing about.
而且呢，这里有怎么样说？有更糟糕的情况，就是无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果子，橄榄树也不效力。田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
And here are even worse conditions, that is, though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the field shall yield no food, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls.
我想我们如果面临这个情况，我们一定是不能安息的，我们是没有办法这个安静在这样的环境中。
I think when we face such circumstances, we are not able to find rest in such circumstances.
但是哈巴谷呢，他不但被神启示了，而且呢，他在神面前得着了可以安静下来的能力。
But Habakkuk not only received the revelation by God, but also he has received the power, able to find rest before God.
而且他是什么样？这些光景呢，可以说看得出来都是一无所有的啊！这种贫乏是什么都不行了啊！你做什么也都不行。
And we can see such condition is in such poverty that there's really nothing, and there's nothing you can do about.
所以他知道他不是等灾难，他是等这个耶和华跟他的这个圣者能够降临。
So he knows that he's not waiting for all those disasters, but he's waiting for Jehovah and his Holy One to come.
所以如果我们也像世人一样， 都把我们的眼睛放在这个世界局势各方面的这些变动的话，那我们恐怕也是不能安息的。
Therefore, if we are like the worldly people, only focus our eyesight upon all those situations happening in the world, then we probably also cannot find rest.
但如果我们真的是不但是看懂的神的话，我们也接受神的呼召，接受神借着先知，借着他的话给我们的启示。
But if not only we understand God's words, but also we receive His calling and receive the revelation through the prophet and God's words.
而且我们因着主耶稣给我们开启的又新又活的路，可以来到神，来到至高者的面前。
And also because the Lord Jesus Christ has already opened the new and living way for us, therefore we can come before God to the Holy One.
我想哈巴谷他这十八十九节的这个情况是我们可以经历的。
I think we are also able to experience the condition of Habakkuk in verse 18 and 19.
他说我要因耶和华而欢欣，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in Jehovah, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
我们常常是因着神给我们什么东西而能够欢喜，能够喜乐。但是这里不是因为神给我们什么东西，给我不是给我们是基督以外的东西，是把我们放在基督里，把我们带到他的同在，带到他的就是他的亲近的实际里面，得到欢心，得到喜乐。
Often we rejoice because that we receive what we asking from the Lord. However, here that one is able to rejoice is because that we are in Christ and we are in the presence of God in and in Christ.
而且甚至到一个地步，就是说。主耶和华是我的力量。
And even to the point that Jehovah the Lord is my strength.
我们知道，如果我们注意这个，在以弗所书里面就发现，一面讲到这个，这个属灵上的最高。
So if we pay attention in the book of Ephesus, on one hand it talks about the highest point spiritually.
那一面讲到这个最难成就的基督身体的见证。
But also talks about what is the hardest to fulfill, that is the testimony of the body of Christ.
里面也讲到黑暗的势力魔鬼，他用各种的方式来这个攻击或者搅扰，所以属灵的征战也是最大的。
Also talk about the power of darkness. The devil uses all kinds of ways to attack and to disturb us, which also has the greatest spiritual warfare.
但是呢，以弗所书讲到神的能力，讲到基督的能力，也讲到最丰富的地步。
But Book of Ephesus also talks about the most riches of the power of God, the power of Christ.
他的能力是超越一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的。今世的、来世的，所有一切有名的，所有通通超过了。
So that his power is surpassing all principality, power and might and dominion, every name that is named, and also not only in this world, but also that is which is to come, so which surpasses all things.
所以他的能力是死亡不能限制他的。
So his power is that the dead cannot bind him.
他的能力是这个地不能限制他的。
His power cannot be bounded by things of the earth.
所以他有极大的能力，这是我们需要认识也需要进入的。
So he has such surpassing great power which we should know and also enter in.
所以主耶和华是我的力量，这对我们认识耶稣基督的人来讲话，这是应该是一个主观的经历。
So Jehovah, the Lord is my strength. For us who know Jesus Christ, this should be a very subjective experience.
然后呢，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
And he makes my feet like hind's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places.
那快如母鹿的蹄，我们比较常想到的是这个鹿啊，跑得很快啊，这一面。
So when talk about feet like hind's feet, we often think about that deer runs very fast.
但是我无意中看到一个影片，让我也很得益处。
But I happened to saw a video which I receive much.
就是一个母鹿，它带了这个它刚出生的小鹿跑到了这个住家的地方。
A mother deer brought the little deer which was just born to come to dwelling houses close by.
啊，你知道那个小鹿哈，刚出生的小鹿，虽然是刚出生哈，其实它还是蛮大的哈。
So even the baby deer, although just born, but actually still pretty big.
那就结果就来了一只猫啊，那只猫呢就对那个小鹿很有兴趣。
Then a cat came and which she was interested in the baby deer.
啊，你知道猫常常喜欢在人旁边哈，在那里搓啊，就是它的用它的毛在跟人在那磨，对吧
？Cats often like to come very close to human beings.
啊，所以这个只猫呢就跑的就对那个小鹿很有兴趣，就在那个小鹿身边哈，一直用身体在那磨那个小鹿。
So the cat was so interested in the baby deer that she keeps rubbing the baby deer's body.
那个小鹿怕到一个地步，动都不敢动，因为就是太害怕了。
So the baby deer was so afraid to the point that it did not dare to move.
那个鹿妈妈呢？好像就是也没什么办法，他就看着他就觉得很担心，但是就没什么办法。
So the mother deer was worried, but she did not know what to do.
结果就在这样时候呢，又来了一只狗。
So at such point, a dog came.
那这只狗就边来边叫。
And the dog keep barking.
啊，那个猫在那里磨那个小鹿，它没有出声音，但是就一直在磨它。
The cat was rubbing against the baby deer. It was silent, but keep rubbing the deer.
那个狗过来的时候是边走边叫。
And the dog came with barking.
结果这个鹿妈妈呢紧张了，就往那个狗的方向走。
So the mother deer got nervous, so she walked toward the dog.
哎呀，我从来没看过那个鹿的脚啊这么快。
I had never seen the deer's feet walking so fast.
它不止靠近那个狗很快，而且呢，它就这两只前脚哈就抬起来，就对着那个狗拼命打，拼命打，那个打到一个地方，那个狗连跑的机会都没有。
Not only the mother deer walked so fast toward the dog, but also she used her front legs to keep beating the dog. So.
所以那个狗哈、啊、被打到后来没有招架的力啊，所以逮到一个机会赶快就跑了。
So the dog was being beaten to the point that the dog ran away.
啊，结果那个妈妈就转回到小鹿那里。
Then the mother deer turned back to the baby deer.
啊，这下这只猫害怕了。
Now the cat was afraid.
所以这个当鹿妈妈走到靠近小鹿的时候，那个猫得赶快跑。
So when the mother deer draw close to the baby deer, the cat immediately ran away.
所以这里也可以看到一个征战的另外一面。
So here we can also see another aspect about warfare.
主耶和华是我的力量，那基督是我们的力量，基督的得胜就会成为神儿女的得胜。
Jehovah is my strength and Christ is our strength. Therefore, the overcoming of Christ can become the overcoming of God's children.
那主耶稣已经复活升天了，现在在宝座。
Lord Jesus already resurrected and ascended, now is on the throne.
主现在对门徒、对圣徒所有的造就、所有的建造、所有的生命上的工作。
Now all of the edification and building work of life toward the saints.
就是要圣徒可以在主提接人的时候可以被提接到天上宝座。
That is so the saints, when the time of rapture comes, that the saints are able to be raptured to the throne above.
但是在那些被提到宝座前的人呢，他应该在地上的时候，他已经是向着稳行高处的时机，在他身上是实际的。
So, but for all those who will be raptured to the throne while they are still upon the earth, they that they are just like be on earth as it is in heaven should already become a reality upon them.
所以哈巴谷他虽然遇到叫他非常伤痛的环境，伤痛的光景。
Therefore, even Habakkuk encountered such an environment that make him so sad and sorrowful.
但是他在主面前，在耶和华面前，能够不断的寻求祷告。
But before the Lord, before Jehovah, he was able to continually seeking and pray.
是在启示。
And revealed, received the revelation further and further.
不但得到了神对在这借着这个整个世界怎么工作的启示，他和基督的启示。
Not only he received the revelation of God's work upon the earth, but also furthermore, what's important is he received the revelation of Christ.
所以在最糟糕的环境光景中，他说：“我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神。”
So in the worst condition that he was able to say, I will rejoice in Jehovah, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Jehovah the Lord is my strength, and he makes my feet like hind feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places.
今天我们可能非常靠近类似的情况。
Today, we might be very close to such a similar environment.
愿主帮助我们能够有哈巴谷这样蒙神恩典的那个这个方面。
So may the Lord help us that we can just be like Habakkuk, receive the mercy from God.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把所交通的话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit what was being shared back to your hands.
人的话是有限的，我们能明白的还是有限的。
Men's words are limited, and what we can understand are limited.
求你继续把智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
Pray that you continue to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你如何带领哈巴谷可以因耶和华欢心，因救他的神喜乐
？How you guide Habakkuk be rejoice in the Jehovah and also joy in the God of his salvation?
你也使他见证耶和华是主，耶和华是他的力量。
And also you enable him testify that Jehovah is his strength.
你使他的脚快如母鹿的蹄，并且使他稳行在高处。
And also his feet like the hind feet, and also he's able to walk upon high places.
今天我们实在也是在一个需要这样实际的属灵光景的时候。
Today we also should be in the reality of such spiritual condition.
求你丰丰富富的超过我们所求所想的事给我们。
Pray that you grant us which surpass our understanding and what you ask for.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank the Lord, pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.